It's starting to be my favorite song. Of course, it's the intro to the Next Level Podcast, which is a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League, has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995 with 13 state championships and 13 state runners-up. Learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview High School. It's another Monday here at Ridgeview High School, which means, of course, it's the Next Level Podcast. I'm Brian Rosefield, athletic director here, joined by Charles Brockner, our boys track coach. CP, what is happening?
What's going on, man? How's everybody doing? Welcome back.
I tell you, this podcast just keeps rolling. We're coming off an episode of Jewel Brown, of our athletic secretary that we posted. Now, we do need to
the MVP of the athletic department. No, oh, my gosh.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We do owe the public an apology. We talked about an episode. We teased an episode about what has your attention. Don't worry. We're still going to record that episode. We just have not done it yet. That's one of those that we're doing a lot of prep work in OCP. We're doing a lot of prep work and behind the scenes about who or what has your attention. So we're going to get to that. And so, again, apologize for teasing that episode but not getting to it. But today's episode is really all about leadership. We talk a lot about leadership with our student athletes and developing that within the student athlete core group and also our coaches, our staff, of course. But really, this whole episode's about leadership and how are you leading and what, and coach, you know, from your experience, like what are you seeing with some of your athletes and as athletes in general?
Yeah, man. Look here. It's crazy. I just had a conversation with some of my guys about leadership and the how to go about it or the lack thereof. And that is something that I wholeheartedly believe that whether you're leading the team forward or whether your leadership negatively affects the team is going to be the reason why you're successful or you aren't.
Yeah, and before we go any further, I think it'd be fun to just officially define leadership. And so, of course, I've gone to this website. Have you ever, it's Google, G-O-O-G-L-E. Have you heard of Google?
No, I think I use Safari.
Okay, you're on Safari. Okay, well, maybe Alta Vista or something like that. Anyway, Google the definition of leadership. Just dumb dad jokes here. I'm sorry. I just can't help myself. But leadership, according to Oxford Languages, is the action of leading a group of people or an organization. Okay, so they use the word, the definition of the word, whatever I'm trying to say. But leading a group of people or an organization. And so as we were talking about prepping for this episode before we started, I love what you just said there. You're leading forward. Are you leading backwards? Are you leading sideways? So I'm going to pose a question to you, CP. Do you believe that in this case with student athletes, and we're talking specifically about Ridgeview student athletes or it's student athletes as a whole, no matter what a student athlete is doing, they are always leading?
Yes. Yes, and you can tell what type of leadership is being displayed by the heartbeat of the team. You know, what does your program look like? You know, what are the standards that not the coach has for the program, but what are the standards that the athletes are holding themselves and the others around them accountable for?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, yeah, man, I mean, I think if you spend any day at any program, man, you can definitely see what type of leadership their program has, whether it's they're leading them forward or they're leading them in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It was certainly a loaded and leading question. But, yeah, my belief is that I hear coaches talk all the time, like, we need to develop leaders within our program. We need to develop leaders. We need more leaders. Well, first of all, I feel like everybody is leading all of the time, mm-hmm. whether they're leading forward, sideways, backwards, like we talked about. But however I am, I'm using my eye language again, however I am showing up to, in this case, work, however I'm showing up to a podcast, in this case, mm-hmm. specifically, is how I'm leading. I'm showing up right now the way I'm talking. I can feel my energy, my voice. I've got some pretty good energy. I'm excited to talk to you. I'm excited to hit record on a podcast. I'm excited because people are listening to this podcast and interacting. Right. And so I've got some energy. And so looking at these traits of a leader that are all online, right now I have some enthusiasm. So that is what I'm bringing as a leader, not because I'm the athletic director. No, that's a title. But I'm leading with enthusiasm right now. And so my point is, however I'm showing up or however our athletes are showing up or however our coaches are showing up, that is how you're leading in that moment.
No, most definitely. It's funny that we're having this conversation right now because, again, we're just coming back from Nationals. You know, and that was a large part of the conversation on the tail end of the trip was just, you know, going into next year. I'm talking to my rising seniors, what kind of leaders will you be? You know, and that's a question to where I think a lot of kids will step up and say, you know, hey, I'm going to lead. I'm going to be the man. I'm going to make sure the team does this, that, and the third. But, you know, are you really willing to make sure that your actions match your words? And because they have to, if you're going to take upon that leadership role, if you're going to call for the team to follow you, in whichever direction that you're trying to take them, you know, they're not going to follow somebody who the actions aren't matching the words. And so, you know, that's a question that I pose to my rising seniors and that I pose to all of the rising seniors that are within View County and the surrounding areas that are in the athletic department, whatever athletic department that you're in. You know, for one, how do you want your senior year to go? As the senior, automatically, you're one of the leaders on the team. The younger ones are looking towards y'all just like you did the previous classes. So how do you want this year to go? You have a lot to do with that. I tell my pro at the beginning of the season, I tell the kids all the time, yes, I'm the head coach, but this is your team. Where we go, you know, I can try to divert it here and there, but really, which one of these young men are y'all going to follow, and are y'all going to follow the one that's going to lead you down the right path?
Yeah, I love that so much, CP, and you said something that really, really stuck out, that do as I say, not as I do, that is an attitude that I know I've had before.
Yep.
I think it's, again, part of the human condition. Like, I don't want to step up to the plate. I just want to be able to tell you what you need to do. And when we talk about our core values here at Ridgeview High School within our athletic department specifically, the first one is ownership. And so to me, leadership and ownership are going hand in hand. It's as a student athlete, again, directed right now at student athletes, are you going to sit on the sidelines and point fingers and say, you need to do that? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to take the ownership of your team or your program and say, all right, I'm going to go do that. This is an area that we need to improve in as a program. Whether it's something athletically related or maybe it's even team building, team bonding, or just having fun and say, I see a need there. I'm going to take ownership of that. And hey, coach, I'm going to go do that. Are you cool with that? All right, I'm going to go do that and actually lead from out there in front, I think is so important. Instead of that, do as I say, not as I do. And I'll be honest with you, I hear me sometimes telling players, telling student athletes, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to take care of your body, you need to do all this kind of stuff. And I'm sitting there, well, that's really interesting that coach just said that. Because, and there's no judgment, it's like, are they taking care of themselves? Are they doing the things that they're telling those student athletes to be able to do?
Right, most definitely. And going back towards that, I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to have a sidebar note here. How have you been doing with the push-ups?
I'm gonna pull out my phone right now. I've done 60 today.
There we go. Hey, y'all, see, look, this is the accountability piece now that we've been talking about.
Yeah, I'm still behind. I'm gonna tell you, I'm still behind.
Uh-huh.
But physically, I feel really good. I think I can get my number to zero. But to get back to zero, I'm at 410 still. Uh-huh. So I'm still behind. I'm gonna be honest, I'm still behind. And I've done push-ups every day. I've done some days where I've had 150 done. Had 170 day, had another 30 day, fell behind. It's fascinating to watch me fall behind. But, how about you? Where are you on your push-ups?
Oh, yeah, look, we just came back from Nationals. I'm definitely behind. I got a lot of catching up to do. But to go back to the ownership piece of it, man, you know, one thing that I've also seen with our young people is a lot of them don't want to step up because they don't want to be ridiculed. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to feel like the odd man out if they're trying to go right and everybody else is going left. You know, and so, you know, we have so many now. I mean, growing up, we had a lot of, you always had a vocal leader. You know, it was very easy to point out who the leader was in the program. And now it's like everybody wants to be on the, either they want to be on the same playing field or they don't want to stand out. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem that I've been seeing with the young people today in athletics and in terms of, you know, developing or even wanting to be a leader. Like, I'll be honest, I haven't given out a team captain title in probably 3 years. Mm-hmm. Simply because there's just, you typically don't find a lot of young people that want that anymore.
And I'll ask you another leading loaded question.
Okay.
That fear of being ridiculed, that fear of being viewed as not one of the group. Uh-huh. Is that a normal part of maybe even growing up? Is that normal to feel that way?
I would say yes now of days, just, you know, just being around the kids as much as we are. Over the last, I'd say 10 years, I've started to see that shift to where, you know, you don't see many that want to be the outliers, you know, the ones who regardless of what you're doing, I'm going to do this because I know it's going to take me to this level. Mm-hmm. No, I'm seeing a lot of kids that will do just enough.
Yeah, and I hate that I use the word normal because, first of all, I feel like I'm a weird guy, so there's no normal. But I hear you, and I will also say, like, I was one of those kids that shied away. I didn't want to be seen. Maybe some would even say now, well, this guy's kind of shy. He doesn't want to be seen here as a podcast host. That doesn't make any sense either. However, I digress. My point with that is that if you're listening to this as a student athlete, you're a teenager, you're younger, whatever, mm-hmm. and you're sitting there thinking like, yeah, I see a need. I want to be able to step up and take an ownership. I want to take a leadership role within my team, but, oh, man, I'm just really afraid of what other people might think. I might get ridiculed. I might get teased. I might get whatever. I believe that's part of the work. That's part of the fear of being human. And then seeing that and saying, I'm going to put that to the side. I'm still going to step up and do it. That's the challenge. Really, that's the challenge to our listeners and to all of us, really.
Yeah. I mean, look, I go back to the famous saying, be the change that you want to see in the world.
Ooh.
You know, if there are some things that, you know, that is going on that you don't like, start by you doing it first. You start by setting the example, and it might be only one other kid on your team that's paying attention, but that's one extra kid that you've brought along with you. And the more kids that y'all bring along with you, sooner or later, you're going to start to change the makeup of that program.
I think that's a great way to start landing this airplane today. Is that challenge to step up to the plate, be that leader that you want to be the change in the world. And then the one encouragement here, there are tons of books that are out there about leadership specifically. And I know you're a reader. I don't know if you've read this one, but I'm going to challenge our listeners to read Extreme Ownership. It's a book by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. I believe I'm saying that right.
Look here, I'm writing that title down in my phone right now.
They are former Navy SEALs, and it is a transformational look at what leadership really is, and takes the reader, in my opinion, from blaming and saying, I can't do anything, or I'm afraid to be a leader, or I can't make any kind of change, to you're the leader, get it done. And it's from a Navy SEAL standpoint. They open up the story with the book, with a story about friendly fire that was somewhere in the Middle East they were a part of. And I'm not going to give it away. It's a fascinating walk through who was at fault, who was to blame, and really who stepped up and said, you know what, that was on me. So I'm gonna leave that one as a tease, but really great book, Extreme Ownership. Again, Jocko Willink specifically has some incredible content out there on social media.
This sounds like a book that me and my seniors will have to read this year.
Yep. I would recommend it. And honestly too, I have not started reading Think and Grow Rich just yet. It's downloaded. I did download the right one on my Kindle. Okay. But I'm getting ready to take a little bit of time off, so I'm going to commit to reading it on an airplane that I'm not flying. CP, as we wrap this one up, any final thoughts, man?
No, man. Look here. We're looking for leaders. We're always looking for more leaders. And anybody can be a leader. Just got to act on it.
I love it. Well, RidgeviewSports.com is the home for Ridgeview Sports on the web. We still have some summer camps coming up. Go to RidgeviewSports.com, click on tickets. You might have to go to the more menu now. That website's changing a little bit, but you can find that ticket website. Get your summer camps in here at Ridgeview Sports. Fall sports, they are starting July the 28th, y'all. That'll be here very, very soon. Make sure you have all your physicals in Planet HS. You can start paying your fees pretty soon here once we get back from break here in July. But again, we'll catch you on Monday for another episode of the Next Level Podcast.